AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The exit from Afghanistan, what went wrong? The Biden administration has now sent classified reports to Congress and gave reporters a summary today of some of what happened. The National Security Council's John Kirby says the Trump administration left the incoming president with few choices.
Transitions matter. That's the first lesson learned here. And the incoming administration wasn't afforded much of one. Thus, President Biden's choice was stark. Either withdraw all our forces or resume fighting with the Taliban.
Kirby said when Biden entered office, the Taliban were in the strongest military position they had been in since 2001. Tennessee's Republican-controlled House is set to vote on expelling three Democratic members for calling for gun control. Democratic Representative Antonio Parkinson.
I'm concerned about where we're going here because it seems like we're delving in or devolving into an abyss, a dark abyss here. We're creating a circus, and the eyes of the entire world right now are on this chamber, and it's embarrassing.
The chamber there has used such a vote only a handful of times since the Civil War. Severe weather has swept across the nation's midsection. In Missouri, where five people were killed in the town of Glen Allen yesterday, Governor Mike Parson.
I think when you look at the devastation of this, it's going to be weeks upon months to be able to recover.
The tornadoes also touched down in Kentucky. Militants have fired a barrage of rockets from Lebanon into Israel after a second night of fighting in Jerusalem between Israelis and Palestinians. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
We call for restraint, coordination, and calm during the holiday season.
Muslims are celebrating Ramadan and Jewish Israelis Passover. Protests are continuing in France over pension reforms. Reports claim more than 100 protesters were injured today. The 2023 Masters Tournament is officially underway. The world's top pros are there in Augusta, Georgia, and so is CBS News senior national correspondent Jim Axelrod.
Sort of relaxed as I ever have coming in here.
Can Rory McIlroy finally win here and complete the career Grand Slam? He's 0 for 14 at the Masters. And what would a Masters be without the Tiger factor?
I think my game is better than it was last year.
Best-selling golf writer Alan Shipnuck is also keeping his sharp eye on the 18 LIV golfers teeing off.
If a LIV guy wins, that's going to be a huge deal in this whole narrative.
But the biggest question is, will the rain forecast for the next 3 days swamp the tournament?
On Wall Street, the Dow is down. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The head of the University of Wisconsin system says higher tuition will help state universities compete with schools across the country. Last week, the Board of Regents approved a 5% tuition increase for next year. UW System President Jay Rothman says a UW system education is still affordable. Republican state lawmakers might try again to cut the length of time people in Wisconsin can get unemployment benefits when times are good. Right now, people thrown out of work in Wisconsin can get regular benefits for as long as 26 weeks. The latest bill would cut that to as short as 14 weeks. The bill would link benefit periods to the unemployment rate. In sports, the Bucks will be the top-seeded team in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs after last night's win over Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
I heard the shuffle of angels.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, Donald Trump's threats in his Mar-a-Lago speech after he was indicted, arrested, booked, and pled not guilty have resulted in threats, including death threats, to the judge, Judge Juan Merchan. And remember that Donald Trump Jr. posted a picture of his daughter, on social media. Trump blasted the judge as a Trump-hating judge. His wife is a Trump-hating, wife? I mean, come on. And his daughter is a Trump-hating daughter. This business of fingering somebody's family is kind of a mafia tactic. Reported today that Judge Merchan has received dozens of harassing calls and emailed death threats. Now, the FBI can trace emails. I don't care where they, I don't care if they go into some kind of an internet cafe, they can trace a death threat. There has been too little prosecution of death threats in this country. Not just death threats in this case, but death threats against any other judges, death threats against senators, congressmen, death threats against Fauci, death threats against health commissioners, election commissioners. Enough's enough. There's not enough of a deterrent. People are not reading that so-and-so issued a death threat and he's spending 5 years in jail, totally disrupting his life. You know, the judge is in a tough position. Trump is supposedly running for president. The truth is that he's blown off several deadlines where he had to file his financial statements, asking for extensions. Final deadline is coming up pretty quick, and he can't get an extension after that. But there's no real consequence to blowing these deadlines. He hasn't really appointed a campaign manager, a finance manager, any of that. He seems to be doing it just to get his name around, pretend he's running. But in any event, one of the things would happen is if this were a mafia case, which it kind of is, or a terrorist case, which it kind of is, if the judge admonished a defendant not to shoot his mouth off and endanger the prosecutor and the judge, and if the defendant disagreed, they would revoke his release. The judge can keep him in jail pending the trial, and he would in any other case. In this case, that would be an international uproar because he's running for president. So he thinks, well, I can continue to gin this thing up and to kind of motivate people in my base and any nut and weirdo in the country to issue a death threat against the judge and his family, and I can get away with it. That's happening. My solution right now would be the FBI. Find at least one of the people doing it, as many as you can. Arrest them and don't give them bail. Arrest them and don't give them bail. And this time, impose a gag order on Trump. And shut up about the DA and the judge going forward. And if he'll continue to violate it. He'll continue to tease and play like a dog with a ball. I mean, at some point, this judge is going to have to revoke his release and put him in jail, maybe for 5 days. 5 days in the hoosegow, then let him go. Say you do it again, it's 10 days. There's got to be something creative that's done in this case. The Republican Party is going along with Trump. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and his Judiciary Committee have just subpoenaed a former prosecutor under Alvin Bragg, a fellow named Mark Pomerantz. You may remember the name. Mark Pomerantz was one of the senior prosecutors that Cyrus Vance, the previous DA in Manhattan, had recruited to prosecute Trump, and they were ready to go. They were ready to go with the prosecution when Alvin Bragg got elected, and Alvin Bragg called it off. At the time, I was very critical of Alvin Bragg, and frankly, I still am in that respect. I think they should have gone forward, and that would have been at least a year before Trump declared for president, and it would have been a lot easier to do this. I think partially Alvin Bragg realized his mistake and corrected it. But what they're trying to do is get this Mark Pomerantz and interrogate him about the guts of the prosecution, why Pomerantz was ready to go a year ago, why Bragg stopped it, blah, blah, blah. At Alvin Bragg's direction, Mark Pomerantz has said he's not going to voluntarily go, and I think they're going to have to bring a motion to quash the subpoena. Fortunately, Alvin Bragg stood tall, and he came back and he stood up to the committee just now. I know he did before, but he did again. And this time he said, look, this is an unwarranted interference on the part of the Congress into a local prosecution. You can't do this. You do not have jurisdiction to try to stick your snout into the whole doings and the innards of our prosecution. Grand jury testimony is secret, and you can't have it, and they'll bring the motion to quash. Well, we'll see what happens. I think the trial judge will grant the motion to quash, and it'll go up. Eventually, it could get up to the six tarantulas. Will the six tarantulas let Trump stick his nose under the tent, trying to interfere with the prosecution? I'm hoping not. But stay tuned. And that is what has occurred there. Trump came back and did a lateral attack on the prosecution. This time he called for the, quote, just now, the defunding of the Department of Justice and the FBI. The defunding of the Department of Justice and the FBI. This is on Truth Social. This came out. Now, let me tell you something. First of all, Alvin Bragg doesn't work for the Department of Justice or the FBI. That's federal. Alvin Bragg is state. This is a state prosecution, because what he did is violated New York law by marking fraudulent business records. And Alvin Bragg has made it clear in the preamble to the indictment, which will be fleshed out during the prosecution, that he did it to obscure tax crimes. I saw one clown on CNN say, well, there's no allegation in there about tax crimes. Wrong. What he really means is the exact tax crime is not specified, which is not required at this point. But it does refer to tax crimes. It does refer to other crimes as far as trying to defraud the public on what he's doing in this catch and kill situation with the National Enquirer, with this David Pecker is the name of the guy who owns the National Enquirer. David Pecker turned on him, ratted on him like a dog. Ratted on him like a dog. And that's what's occurred. So, has nothing to do with the FBI. It has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. Now, as a practical matter, the FBI and the Department of Justice are very much involved with a potential prosecution over the taking of the Mar-a-Lago documents. That these are top secret. You know, there are levels of secret, top secret, and eyes only. Sometimes there's a document that can only be seen by four people, five people. Trump took a lot of these documents, and then the word has just come down. It's very serious for him that when he got the subpoena, he went through them himself and he said, all right, this one you can give him. Nah, this one I'm keeping. And then they lied in their representation of the FBI and said they're turning everything back and they have nothing else. But the FBI knew they had stolen other stuff. And Trump was the one that oversaw the loading of an airplane to fly it up to Bedminster, New Jersey. And it's just come out, he showed some of these documents to his donors. And Trump, in his speech at Mar-a-Lago the other night, essentially admitted to all these elements, because he somehow thinks that if he's, that he comes right out and says, yeah, I did this, yeah, I did that, everybody go, okay, okay, well, he's admitting it, so he's okay. No, it's not okay. Here's what he said. I had the right to keep these. So he says he took them and he knew he took them. But more important, he says, now they're going after me under the Espionage Act. And that requires the death penalty, trying to feel sorry for himself. There's no death penalty asserted in this case against him. The death penalty is what happens. You do it in the middle of World War II and you're working for the Nazis and they get you and they execute you. That's what we did back in the 1940s. And if we had a declaration of war with Russia right now, we'd arrest Tucker Carlson for treason. That's different. What Trump did by showing it to his donors, and the FBI thinks, and they're investigating, did he show these documents to enemies of the United States for money or for blackmail? And if he did, that is espionage. Showing it to donors is espionage. Using it for your own private gain is espionage. So this idiot gives this speech and he says, oh, they're going after me under the Espionage Act. That is something that the DOJ and the FBI is very much involved in. And I think what Trump is doing by urging the defunding of the DOJ and the FBI is to insulate him on that one. The one in New York, he's got to know. His lawyers have got to know that the only individual who can pardon him there is the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, who said she will not. And Alvin Bragg gets no money in salary or anything else from the DOJ or the FBI. You put all that together and that's what's happening. And I'll leave it at this before we go to the next segment after the break. You cannot let a judge tolerate death threats and let that go unpunished. That cannot be tolerated. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Brought to the light, you can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with lows around 28. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 47. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows level off around 31. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 55. 60 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt from the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. One thing I want to mention at the top here is we have two tickets to the Milwaukee Brewer game tomorrow night. It's going to be nice weather. It's going to be a great game. The Brewers are on a real roll. They're on a home run roll. So here's what I'm going to do. The first person that calls in says they'd like to go to the game tomorrow night, you're going to have two tickets. That's what I have to give away, and I think we'll have some more going forward. But if tomorrow night, nice weather, you want to see the Milwaukee Brewers play, just tell me, first caller tells me he's able to go, wants to go, and they get two tickets. Okay, I want to bring this back a little bit to our state Supreme Court race, which has been dominating national news. It's been totally dominating national news. Donald Trump blasted Dan Kelly. He blasted Dan Kelly. And he goes, that Kelly, an ungrateful son of a gun, if he had only asked for my endorsement, I would have given it to him and he would have gotten it. He would have won. He would have won, but he didn't. And he didn't. And so he didn't win. I got news for Donald Trump. Dan Kelly ran in 2020 and he did ask for Trump's endorsement. And Trump did give it to him until Kelly got shot out of the water. The reason he didn't ask for Trump's endorsement this time, because it hurt him last time. And he still got blasted out of the water. So give me a break. Give me a break. One other thing I want to say that's very good news, and this is something that was just revealed last night. Ann Walsh Bradley. Now, remember, there are two Bradleys. There's Ann Walsh Bradley and there's Rebecca Bradley. Rebecca Bradley is the very right-wing Republican who voted not to certify Joe Biden. Ann Walsh Bradley is the good Bradley who voted to certify Joe Biden. And Ann Walsh Bradley is up for re-election in 2025. That's the next Supreme Court race. And she has said that she will run for re-election. That's excellent. She's 71 years old. She'll be 73 then. But she really is at the height of her judicial abilities. I know her reasonably well. She's a very fine person, very, very good judge. And it's very, very likely that she will be elected the next state Supreme Court Chief Justice, because under Wisconsin, rule now, which was imposed by the Republicans, every couple of years, the court elects its Chief Justice. It's not just the senior person, which used to be the case. So look for her to be Chief Justice in 2 years and look for her to be reelected. And I think that's just excellent news. Excellent, excellent news. Okay, we're going to the lines, and we'll take you in order. And I'm going to take you in the order you called. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
thank you for the great service that you provide the people of Wisconsin and other states. I just want to quick bring something up that goes to everything that you are educating us on, history and history in the making. And I apologize, I'll be listening to you a little later, but I've been watching live the Tennessee House voters. House votes on the expulsion of Democratic members. I strongly recommend later, after your show or later today, you can get it on YouTube, and it's the Tennessee House votes. I'm watching it live, that they want to get rid of their Democratic members for speaking out, you know, on behalf of these young people, you know, that have been protesting, and especially in those areas where the people were killed, the kids were killed in school, and they want to kick them out. And it's just amazing. They never did it for anybody. You know, they may have broke some rules for trying to get their voice heard for their constituents, but they were not trying to get violence. And it's just unbelievable. But it speaks to everything about fascism, you know, creeping in on little cats' feet. Well, this is coming in on elephants' hoofs. And everybody in Wisconsin, where all these little rumors are, speculated about getting rid of some of our top officials by Republicans, need to see what happens in an area where these people are, you know, think that they're in control and take control, that, you know, it happens in other states and that hits Wisconsin, or it happens here first. And I watched it with Walker, you know, with all the older people getting handcuffed and things, and when they were staying at the Capitol, you know. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, because I thought, Matt,
thank you, Gene, because that is one of our topics. I'll probably get to it after the break. We're coming up on the break, and I'm going to try to squeeze in one more call. I see all of you on the line. There's a lot of you on the line. Do not hang up. I will get to you in order now or after the break, and then I'll respond to Gene's point about the Tennessee expulsion of Democrats. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The gentleman calling yesterday about abortion, they ought to think about Planned Parenthood networks and sort of sex education in the schools instead of bringing people in the world with poison water and no safety nets, I'm just saying. But that's good news that the Supreme Court will probably stay tilted, I'll call it, to the right side for quite some time. So thanks for taking my call, Dan, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Gary of Madison, my friend, we have a little over a minute. We'd like to squeeze you in. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Matt, I can get it in. Hey, I just noticed starting on 2025, through we're going to have six state justice races from 2025 through 2030. Here, every year, we're going to have a state Supreme Court race. That's how I got it figured out. Isn't that a thought?
Yeah, you know, Gary, you're making a good point. Just so everybody knows, under the law, you can only have one Supreme Court race every year. You can't have two. And what Gary is pointing out is there's none coming up in 24 and 25. It's Ann Walsh Bradley, and she will be able to hold that seat. But then a couple of the others that voted to decertify Joe Biden are up, and we have got to make sure we have good candidates. Gary, thanks for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Classified reports are going to lawmakers, but the White House today briefed reporters on what went wrong with the exit from Afghanistan. The National Security Council's John Kirby.
While it was always the president's intent to end that war, it is also undeniable that decisions made and the lack of planning done by the previous administration significantly limited options available to him.
In Tennessee, the Republican-controlled House is expected to vote on expelling three Democrats who called for gun control. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
The fact that this vote is happening is shocking,
undemocratic, and without precedent.
In Glen Allen, Missouri, the cleanup from a deadly tornado will take many months.
Down there, our store building's completely collapsed, and my house on the corner's a total waste.
Five people were killed in that tornado. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers signed a Republican-backed bill into law on Wednesday that makes it harder for defendants to get out of jail on bail. The constitutional amendment was passed into law by two-thirds of voters during the statewide election on Tuesday. The bill the governor signed defined serious harm and violent crime for use with the amendment. Judges can now set stricter release conditions for any defendant they believe could physically or emotionally harm someone or inflict damages of more than $2,500 while out on release. The Joint Finance Committee heard from dozens of educators during a Wednesday listening session at the Waukesha County Expo Center, many asking that they protect money for education in the next biannual budget. When the governor released his budget earlier this year, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called it, quote, devoid of reality, unquote. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
RV High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matthew Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're giving away two free Brewer tickets for the game tomorrow night. They're on a home run binge to the first caller who says they want them. In other words, somebody wants to go. Be nice weather. It'll be a terrific spring game. Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow night. Two free tickets to the first caller who says they want them. I want to pick up what Gina Beauclair said about what happened in Tennessee. It's disgusting. Here's what happened in Tennessee. Republicans in Tennessee, which have the majority, are going to expel three Democratic legislators, three of them, Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, and Justin Pearson, because they joined a demonstration against gun violence as a result of the terrible killings down there, gun violence. And they're going to get rid of them under a House rule that says if you do the protests on the floor of the House, they can get rid of you, floor of the assembly. But they went to them and said, well, if you resign, you can keep your health benefits. We'll spash something. We'll keep your health benefits. If you don't resign, we'll expel you and you won't have your health benefits. And these are people that don't have any other income, so they would lose their health benefits. They lose their health benefits. Now, Let me tell you a little history. The Georgia legislature tried this in the 1960s. There was a group after the civil rights movement started, and after all the lynchings, there was a group called the Southern, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, S-N-C-C. One of their, the people that they endorsed was Julian Bond in the mid-60s, who was a state legislator in Georgia. And SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, came out opposing the Vietnam War kind of early because a Navy veteran in Alabama, a black guy, had gone into the whites-only restroom and was murdered. He was shot for using the whites-only restroom. So the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee said, we got to get out of Vietnam. You know, a lot of veterans are going over there, black and white, getting killed, and this is how they're treated. So the Georgia legislature said, well, to Julian Bond, who is elected to the legislature, you've got to denounce SNCC, and you've got to say they're bad people. And he said, I'm not going to do that. They're good people, and they've endorsed me, and they expelled him. Went to the U.S. Supreme Court in a 9-0 decision. The U.S. Supreme Court said, you can't do that, and ordered him reinstated. Now, will this U.S. Supreme Court order Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, and Justin Pearson to be reinstated? I hope so, but the six tarantulas up there may stand in the way. The six tarantulas may stand in the way. So stand by, but I'll tell you what. Those legislators are blameless. They got up and they said, this is disgusting. The Tennessee legislature, not only didn't they not pass legislation to restrict assault weapons and stop these mass killings, but they made it even easier to get them. We're going to the lines. I'll take you in order. In order, we'll start with Karina Milwaukee. Karina Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Karina of Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Listen, I was looking at there is a proposal for a Social Security bill is to take like $3 billion and put it into stock. And then because by 2034, we're not going to have any Social Security money and stuff like that. So I'm not, if you know anything about it, if you can just a little bit educate me and I guess other people, but because we don't know, nobody tells us what's going on with our future securities. And another thing is, as far as I understand, so Social Security getting paid by people who are having a payroll, right? So the payroll comes from people and the companies. And as soon as you hit $162,000 a year, you stop paying Social Security. It doesn't make sense because people in this country, there is more people who make over $50,000. It should kick in after $50,000, not kicked out after $162,000. I mean, I heard an example that baseball or basketball players, they done paying their Social Security through the first game of a first quarter a year, and that's it. They don't pay anymore. So why would do this and not, if we're looking for a capital, if we're looking for raising the capital, why wouldn't we raise the capital who's actually making
money? Thanks for calling, Karina. You raised a lot of good points. I'm going to respond to your second point about Social Security because I want to move this along, but I also find that so important. And on Social Security, what Karina is saying is that right now you pay, and there's a payroll tax, employers and employees, and you pay up to 162 grand of your income. Then over and above that, you don't pay any more Social Security tax. But you do pay Medicare. In the early 80s, Tip O'Neill, the great Speaker of the House at the time, and Ronald Reagan got together to help save Medicare. And they agreed that there would be no limit on the income that you would pay your Medicare assessment for. And that really did save it for a long time. And Karina's right. Some of these ball players make $10 million a year. Social Security, they don't pay any Social Security over 162 grand. But when it comes to anything else and Medicare, they pay the whole thing. I think, and many people think, and Joe Biden thinks, that there should be an obligation to pay over 162. And what's been proposed is that you pay to 162, then there is a pause up to 400. So between 162 and 400, you don't pay, but over 400, you do pay. And that gets the big boys. That gets the big boys. And that is what has been proposed. I think it's an excellent suggestion. Karina, I think that it's excellent that you made that suggestion. And please call into the show again. I appreciate it. Travis of Greenfield, my friend. Thanks for calling us on your mind today, Travis.
Matt, I want those Brewers tickets. But great show. I love listening to you.
Thank you. Well, Travis, I'll tell you what.
To you here.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
After you, sir.
Yeah, no, Calvin, Travis, don't hang up after you put back on hold, and Calvin will get your info to how to get you the tickets, okay? Yeah. Did you have any thoughts on any current issue today, Travis?
I hope they lock Trump up for a long time, and I'm hoping that once he is actually arrested and DNA tested, they can go after him for that rape case that he's under, too.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Travis. Calvin, please keep Travis on the line and get him the Brewer tickets and go Brewers. You're going to see some home runs, I'll tell you what, tomorrow night. And on the DNA, there's a requirement in New York law that the criminal defendants have to give a DNA test. They have to give a cheek swab. And E. Jean Carroll, who alleged that he raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room on a deserted part of the floor, which is pretty cold. I mean, it's pretty darn cold. She apparently has some sample on some clothing. And if they compare that and it turns out it's his DNA, I'll tell you what. I mean, I think that there's a lot of truth to what she has to say. Listen, Travis, thanks very much for calling in. Okay, we're going to go to something that really frosts me, Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas, it turned out, just revealed for a couple of 20 years, has been accepting free trips on the yachts and on jet airplanes and free vacations at a resort in the Adirondack Mountains from a mega donor to the Republican Party named Harlan Crow. Not only that, when he goes to these resorts, or this resort, Harlan Crow each year invites all of the big donors in the Republican Party, including this fellow Leo, who is the brains behind and the head of the Federalist Society, who just got $1.5 billion bequest by some rich guy who wants the Federalist Society to do well. And then Clarence Thomas and his wife are with these people for their vacation. And they're flown there in airplanes and they're on the yachts and so on. There is a requirement. You have heard, and I have said this many times, that the U.S. Supreme Court, alone among judges at any level in this country, don't have a code of ethics. And they refuse to pass a code of ethics for themselves. However, there is a law that they are bound by saying that they must submit financial disclosure forms of any gifts they get from anyone, of anything over $415. Now, suppose that a Supreme Court justice, in this case, Clarence Thomas, has been getting jet rides on private jets, yacht trips, and a vacation in the Adirondacks from Harlan Crow for 20 years. You think that's worth more than $415? You bet it is. And when in the past, Calvin or Clarence Thomas has been sort of pounding the I'm a poor man drum, he has said in his public appearances, quote, where do you go on vacation? Quote, I prefer RV parks and Walmart parking lots. Says he has an RV and he parks it in Walmart parking lots. That isn't where he goes on vacation. He goes to this resort of Harlan Crow that he owns up in the Adirondacks. Harlan Crow's a billionaire. And he flies there on jets that Harlan Crow, private jets. Harlan Crow apparently has more than one of them. and on a private yacht. This is a serious problem. Clarence Thomas has been a Supreme Court justice since the early 90s for 30 years, and he was very young when he was appointed. He could easily go another 20 years, and he has badly hurt this country the entire time. Now, I like his life story. He struggled up. He got an education. I admire all of that, but enough's enough. And this is the guy who has been on record as basically saying he wants to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan so that there's no First Amendment protections for journalists. He will, wealthy donors to the Republican Party will fund libel lawsuits if New York Times versus Sullivan is rescinded and bankrupt them, all but a few of the big ones. They will bankrupt and bankrupt small TV stations. Donald Trump did this. In 2020, there was an ad, a devastating ad put out by the Lincoln Project that just used his own words, and he lied about the pandemic and a lot of other things. He sued the station here in Wisconsin in Rhineland and scared them, and they yanked it off the air. Even it's his own words. You can put a guy's own words on. He's the president of the United States, but they didn't want to pay the legal fees to win it. That's what's going on. Do not take this lightly. Clarence Thomas also believes in the independent legislature theory, which would mean that ultimately you will not get to vote for president. Your legislature will pick the presidential electors. There'll be no such thing as fake electors because they'll pick the electors. Clarence Thomas is behind that. Clarence Thomas is one of the people that was strongest in the Dobbs decision. He's been on there 30 years doing this kind of stuff. He supported black ops, dark money donors, Citizens United, putting whatever money they came in. We don't know where this money comes from. He's got to get off the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court should be limited to 15-year terms. That would take a constitutional amendment. But in this particular case, he has violated the law. He's supposed to submit financial disclosures for anything over $415. And for 20 years, he's been going to this Adirondack resort for free, flown on a private jet for free, going on yachts for free. And he's meeting with these Republican donors who have been bending his ear. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to MobcraftBeer.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Clear skies tonight with a low of 28. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Lows level off around 32. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temps a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One last thing about the Clarence Thomas matter. Back in the 1960s, there was a justice named Abe Fortas. Abe Fortas, he was a Democrat, too. But it turned out that he'd been getting some money from this guy who was a donor and never got prosecuted or anything, but he had to resign from the Supreme Court. He had to resign from the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas should resign from the Supreme Court, or he should be impeached. Problem is the Republicans take 67 Senate votes, and that ain't going to happen. But you cannot have a Supreme Court justice taking that kind of money for 20 years, by a Republican mega donor, and then vacationing with them every summer. And take a look at his opinions. The result is obvious. I want to mention one fact, and I want to warn you about it. You will hear that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy's son, has filed paperwork to run against Joe Biden in the Democratic primary. Now, he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell, but I want to tell you my background with the Kennedy family and why I think this is a terrible idea. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as much as I loved his father and his uncle, John F. Kennedy, is not fit for any public service. I was Ted Kennedy's Milwaukee County chairman in his 1980 presidential campaign. I was a delegate to the 1980 convention in New York, and Teddy was running, didn't make it, obviously, and Jimmy Carter got renominated, and I supported Jimmy Carter 100% in the general election against Ronald Reagan. But I think very highly of the Kennedys, and I met a lot of the Kennedy family, the sisters and so forth, at that convention. And I met them again in the 1984 convention in San Francisco, Democratic nominating convention, when Walter Mondale was nominated. And I'll tell you what, I am a strong Kennedy stalwart. But Robert F. Kennedy, something went wrong with him. Robert F. Kennedy is an anti-vaxxer. He appeared on Tucker Carlson and is attacking Fauci and vaccines and absolutely wrong science. But more importantly, Sirhan Sirhan murdered his father in 1968 in California, right after the California primary. I'll never forget it. When we heard the news, Bobby Kennedy had won that primary and was on his way to be nominated for president in 1968. And Sirhan Sirhan, who's a sort of a jihadist, didn't like the fact that Bobby had come out supporting planes for Israel to defend itself. And he gunned him down and he got the death penalty. Unfortunately, the state of California changed the death penalty and they commuted him to life in prison. And every year he's gone in to get paroled. He's an arrogant son of a gun. Every year he's either lied about his involvement, said he didn't do it, or he doesn't remember it. They ask him, does he regret it? He says, I don't remember it. You can't get paroled on that kind of a basis. When he came up the last time, a year ago, the parole board, a left-wing parole board, said he should be paroled. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. supported him. Supported the assassin of his own father. It was disgusting. The whole rest of the Kennedy family rallied around, said, no way. This guy could have been executed. In my own view, he should have been executed 50 years ago, but he should not get out, especially when he comes before the parole board and lies and says he doesn't remember it. Because before, he said he was justified and he still wanted parole. So Robert F. Kennedy, then he goes on Tucker Carlson not too long ago. And here's what he says about the vaccine for COVID. And he opposed anybody taking it and anybody being required to take it. And he said, quote, "It's better to lose your life than your freedom," end quote. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Except for the fact that he bears Bobby's name, and except he looks sort of, I mean, you can tell the resemblance. This guy is as far from Bobby Kennedy as you can imagine. So I say this with great regret, given my long connection, I think, to the certainly politically to the Kennedy family and the esteem in which I hold them. But if anybody says to you, oh, Bobby Kennedy's son is running, yeah, he's running, but you heard it from me, a Kennedy stalwart, is a guy you should stay far away from. He is truly bad news. Final thing I want to leave you with is back in February, there was a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. by the Right Wing Heritage Foundation trying to instruct states on how to repress votes. 13 states were represented, including the chief election officers of Indiana, Florida, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. They all showed up. How do you do it? How do you tinker with IDs, especially in the African-American community? In Montana, what they are doing, the Republicans right now, they're changing the law. We have Senator Tester. He's a Democrat, tough state to be in. They're now going to change the law because they have complete control of the legislature for gerrymandering and the governorship to make it what's called the jungle primary. You know what that is? That means you don't run by party. Anybody sticks his name in, the top two people go to the general. Well, Montana has so many Republicans, it's hard for Tester to get reelected anyway. But if he doesn't place either one or two, he doesn't even get to run for reelection. And that's what they're doing out in Montana. In Texas, they're passing new restrictions on younger voters because younger voters are killing them. Here in the Protasewicz win the other day, there were student wards in Madison where Protasewicz got 1,600 votes and Kelly got 49 votes, 98%. Young people are damn tired of older people hogging politics and with regressive ideas. So they're going to shut it down in Texas. And on IDs and so forth, they can make it very, very hard. And of course, in Tennessee, the Republicans are tossing out three Democratic legislatures unless the six tarantulas uphold their right to stay in as they did back in the Supreme Court in the 1960s with Julian Bond. The goal is minority rule. The goal is fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Missouri, North Dakota, Ohio, and Oklahoma are now restricting what kind of referenda can be put on by popular demand. And they are passing laws, some of them, that says you can't have one on abortion. You can't even put it on the ballot. You can't even put it on the ballot. So be vigilant. Be eternally vigilant. Fascism is creeping in on little cat's feet. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.